The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
And serving it away for the Wildcats will be their top server tonight, Carly Prasoski. Set outside, good swing that time by Tobenheim. Dug out back row, they get it to Lundeen. Near side, kill down and good. Laura Lundeen, four in the set, five in a match.
Today at the Fort Kearney Conference Triangular in Axtell, as the Wildcats welcome in the Overton Eagles and SEM Mustang. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Again, all they can do is pass it across here with Hunt. Overton's had a lot of chances on this point. Now they go Beavers on the slide. It hit the tape. She'll get the kill off the block, then the antenna. And Beavers will get the Overton point, 20-19.
All three teams open the season against conference opponents on Thursday and will face two different league foes tonight. It's the Wildcat Triangular coming up next, but first the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening once again, everyone, from Axtell High School. Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com for the second of three matches of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Triangular. These are the two visiting teams here in Axtell tonight. It'll be the SEM Mustangs and the Overton Eagles. Both are fairly young teams. For Overton, they do have some seniors on the roster, but almost all the gals are fairly new to the lineup, and that's why on opening night, both of their matches went three sets, but they were able to win both of those. Talking with Coach Haley Ryan a little bit before the match, she said Axtell definitely is not the best. If they're not the best team in the conference, then they're one of the top two. And she goes, then it's pretty bunched up. There's a lot of young teams in the Fort Kearney Conference this year, and they'll all have to see who can take that step first, mature maybe a little bit quicker, and rise towards the upper echelon of this FKC. As we said last Thursday, everybody got involved, and then tonight SEM dropped their first match to Axtell. They lost to Wilcox, Hildreth in three sets, and Elwood in straight sets, all of those D2 members last week. For Overton, they went over to Loomis and beat Loomis and Pleasanton both in three sets on Thursday night, both D2 schools as well. For the Overton Lady Eagles, they come in as a D1. They are also in the same district as Axtell when it gets to that point of the season. In our first match tonight, it was Axtell over SEM, 25-6, 25-12. Hannah Kring led the way in the match for Axtell as she had eight kills, four for Kitwell. Season Melema had six ace serves. Ashley Snell had 12 service points. One was an ace. Brianna James led SEM with three kills. Alicia Pierce had a couple of ace blocks in there as well. We'll get you set for our second match in a moment. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Time now to look at our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We will start with SEM, same lineup they had against Axtell. Number one is a 5'7 freshman, Erica Eaker. She'll be followed in the rotation by number 7, 5'9 junior, Alicia Pierce. Number 14, 5'8 sophomore, Samantha Schleicher. Number 13, 5'10 senior, Brianna James. Number 9, 5'5 junior, Casey Dittmer. And number two, 5'5 freshman Michaela Dittmer. The libero, number 21, a 5'5 senior Sydney Glatter. SEM 0-3, and they are coached by Eric Gappel and assisted by Sharice O'Neill. For Overton, they'll go with number 11, 5'10 freshman Sid Enix. Number 12, 5'8 freshman Gracie Grope. Number 13, 5'9 junior Mackenzie Beavers. Number 3, 5'7 senior Danny Jewett. Number 4, 5'6 senior Alyssa Bourbon. And number 5, a 5'7 junior Monica Meyer. No libero for Overton. Head coach is Haley Ryan, assisted by Alicia Remigy, Angie Elfgren, and Sydney Kimenaugh. Overton is 2-0 on the season. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Eddie Walters and crew doing our refereeing here tonight. We'll have more volleyball for you on Thursday as Kearney High travels to Hastings for a duel scheduled to get underway around 7:15 airtime, and then more volleyball coming your way next week as well here on Classic Hits. We've got high school football Friday, Kennesaw Overton here on Classic Hits. Donovan Trumbull Hershey on the Breeze 94.5. Kearney Catholic will be hosting Columbus Lakeview on ESPN 1460. And this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Our Fort Kearney Conference Triangular will continue from Axtell in a moment as Overton takes on SEM here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
With our producer engineer back at the studios, Caleb Henry, Doug Duda with you here at Axtell as Overton will move from left to right and wear their black uniforms with the blue and white trim. The purple uniforms with the gold and white trim for SEM, they will move from right to left, and it looks like SEM has won the toss, so they'll serve it away here with the freshman, Erica Eaker. And as we said, you've got two freshmen in the starting lineup for both of these ball clubs, and Beattie came in for SEM as well, giving them three freshmen last time, and Eaker will come out. The libero will come in to start things off. Sydney Glatter is their number one server, and our officials check the lines, and we are ready to go with match number two here on Classic Hits. So Glatter will take the volleyball, and SEM will put it in play. Serves across, right down the middle. Overton handles it there with Bourbon. Set to the outside. First swing is down and good by Mackenzie Beavers. Beavers immediately gets the ball set out to her on the left corner. Knocks it home, and Overton has the lead. And back to serve it away, Sid Enix. Of course, Kinsey graduates. Now Sid moves in. Middle attack there by Schleicher. Right back over Overton. Mackenzie Beavers takes the attack. She's going to be blocked. Ace block by Brianna James, and SEM ties it up here, 1-1. Back to serve it away will be Pierce. SEM just got off to such a slow start against Axtell, hoping to get a better start here. Serve is across to Danny Jewett. Now they'll get it to Beavers again, and Beavers from the middle will put it down. So they went to Mackenzie early and often here to start this match, and it's 2-1 Overton. Back to serve it away will be freshman Gracie Grote, but 5'8", 5'10", those are the two freshmen, so maybe a little bit above their ages as far as maturity. And the serve is across. Mustangs try to pass it to the outside, and he passes off, so Overton will get the point. It's 3-1. Grote to serve. Gracie moves a little over and still fires it into the middle to James. Set back to Brianna in the middle over the double block. It's off the block, down and good. James will get the first kill of the match here for SEM, and that will make it 3-2. Back to serve it away, Samantha Schleicher. She's one of two sophomores on this roster, and miss hits the serve and out of bounds. And Sam has had a little problem from the service line here tonight, and sometimes that'll shake your confidence if you're a little bit younger. And so it's 4-2, and serve coming up here for Mackenzie Beavers. SEM handles. They go to the middle, have to punch it across there with Dittmer, and they do. Overton puts it into the offensive set. Attack on the outside is going to be blocked. And an ace block for the Mustangs, and Casey Dittmer getting up there in the face of Jewett. 4-3. And to serve it away, James for SEM. Just underway in this first set. Serve across to Beavers. Passed up by Enix. The attack across, and it is out of bounds. The up official had to look for some help there. And the line judge said, no, it's wide. And that'll make it 4-4. And James will serve it away again. James, good dart. It ties up Beavers. It's going to be an ace. Brianna James with the ace serve, and SEM with three in a row has taken their lead at 5-4. James, one of just two seniors with platter on this SEM team, fires it across to Beavers. They really open it up. They want her to have the ball, set to the outside. The attack by Monica Meyer is down and good. Meyer with her first kill, first touch, side out Overton, and it is 5-5. Back to serve it away now for the Eagles will be Danny Jewett, already our fourth server here for Overton. And Jewett mishit it. Into the net it goes. SEM 6-5. So not a lot of rallies here in the early going of this first set. And back to serve it away, Casey Dittmer for SEM. And Dittmer serve. Across to Beavers. Here is the set by Enix. Middle attack blocked up front there by Eaker. Still alive. Free ball above the net. The swing made by Enix. Dug out SEM from off the net. It'll be rolled across there by Pierce. Set middle. Dumped across by the Eagles. It's down and good for Alyssa Bourbon. Overton with a side out. SEM was in the net anyway, but the ball was down and good. And now a substitution coming in. It looks like Shannon Callahan will check in and serve it away. Bourbon will check out. And we're ready to go. Serve is across. SEM goes to the outside. It'll be flicked over there by Pierce. Miscommunication over to they do punch it across there with Grote. Joust at the net, back over to SEM's side. Can they pass it across? Yes, just barely. It's in front of the 10-foot line. Outside attack here for the Eagles. Across in good by Meyer. She'll get her second kill. And a point for Overton. And let's see what the score is. They say it is 8-5 Overton, so I have that at 7-6, but we'll see what happens. Back row attack here, driven across nicely by James. Overton returns it, but out of bounds. And a side out here for SEM. Again, checking the scoreboard, they're slow to put up a point, so I'm not sure that it's right at the moment. So we'll go with SEM to serve. Michaela Dittmer fires it across. Here's the middle attack by Overton off the block by Grote, and it is down and good. First kill for the freshman, Gracie Grote. And they have not moved the scoreboard in quite some time. There's an ace serve by Callahan. She's got a run going, or excuse me, not Callahan, by Monica Meyer. And Monica Meyer to serve it away again. SEM keeps it in the back row, and another ace. Meyer with another ace serve. I'm surprised they haven't stopped play here. The scoreboard has not moved in about 5 points. And finally, the referees get a signal, and I think there's some confusion at the table to what the score is. I mean, we played 4 or 5 points here without the scoreboard moving. I had this game tied at 6. SEM had an ace serve and then got the ball back on a service error. And they are putting the score at 9-7. 9-7, and we're ready to go. 9-7 in favor of Overton, and here we go with SEM. On the attack, it stays in the back row for Overton. They'll have to set it across. Free ball here, picked up by James. Set to the outside. The attack by Pierce goes off the block for the kill. Pierce with her first kill. And a side out here for SEM, down by one, 9-8. And to serve it away will be the libero, Sydney Glatter. We begin our second time through the rotation. Glatter floats that across, picked up by Danny Jewett. Set outside, there's Beaver. She'll drive it over. It's dug up, and it goes off the ceiling, and that's impossible most of the time to pick up. And Beavers gets her third kill. 10-8 Overton, and back to serve it away will be Enix. Sid fires that cross corner to Glatter, stays in the middle, and SEM will have to bump it across with Pierce. Overton, Enix, back set right side, Jewett, mishit it, into the net it goes. Point Mustangs. So more errors than kills here so far in this first set. Overton's had a number of errors to help the Mustangs out, although they do have a couple of ace blocks and an ace serve. Chance to tie it here. The serve is across to Callahan, set to the outside, Jewett. She'll fire it across and get the kill. Danny with her first kill. That is five different players with a kill here in the early going for Overton. And it is 11-9. Very few errors right now for SEM. They've done a much better job of keeping the ball in play as it'll be forced across by James. Overton goes with a quick to the middle, slapped across by Callahan, and it's going to work. Callahan found some room in that back corner and got it over the defense. And even though they got an arm on it, not enough to keep the ball alive, and now Callahan is going to check out, and Bourbon is going to check back in. To serve it away is Grote. 12-9 in favor of Overton. And Grote serve here in this first set. Just droops it across. James picks it up. Good set to the outside. The attack sits on the net for a minute. Schleicher got it over. Now here's Beavers on the return, and her roll is good. Four kills now for Beavers. And the lead extend to 13-9, the biggest lead for either team here in the first set. Grote looking for three in a row. And Gracie pulls back the old bow and fires the arrow across. Across it goes. It's bumped over. It finds that back corner. Dittmer is going to get the point as no one could track it down there for Overton. Side out for SEM. 13-10. Eagles lead it by three. SEM hanging in there. As the serve is across by Schleicher, set to the outside, and through the block that time for the Overton kill is Bourbon, her second kill. 14-10 Overton, and back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Beavers. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Miller, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve receive stays in the back row, and SEM will have to bump it across. Free ball here. Overton tries to go quick. Enix to Jewett. Jewett down and good. Good communication that time by the young Eagles squad. Makes it 15-10. And Beavers to serve it away again. SEM didn't really use. They used one timeout the entire first match. And not using one here yet. Trouble on serve receive, but great hustle to keep it alive. They bump it across, and it just missed the line. Great hustle by the Mustangs, and it looks like we will see our first timeout. So Overton has opened up a little bit of cushion here in game number one, and they lead SEM 16-10. You're listening to the Axtell Triangular on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Time out on the floor brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Opening game, it's Overton 16, SEM 10. Still at the serve is Mackenzie Beavers. And across it comes. Set to the middle. The attack off the tip is down and good. As it is killed by Alicia Bourbon, the up official did see that. I thought for a minute there had been a miss up top. But Beavers picks up the point on serve, 17-10. And another strong serve, handled there by Schleicher, set to the outside, across by James, up to the back row, and it'll be taken across there by Beavers with a back row attack, and it worked. Mackenzie Beavers gets the kill, and she's still back there serving. That's her fifth kill. It's 18-10 after a 10-9 game. Overton has now went on an 8-1 run. And Beavers serve takes a little more on it, and it is wide and out of bounds. Service error. Point for the Mustangs at 18-11. And rotating back to serve will be the senior Brianna James. And across it comes. Picked up at the net. Blocked there. And did they say into the net? Nope, four hits. They'll say it was not blocked. It just didn't get over the net. So a point for SEM. And James to serve it away. 18-12. And across it comes for an ace serve. James with her second ace. She's the only one that's picked up points on the serve here in this set for SEM. It's 18-13. And she'll fire away again. But that time it hit the net and just traveled over. Free ball at the net. The attack up front there by Meyer is blocked back over by SEM and then rolled across by the Eagles. Jewett will get the point. Man, good defense that time by the Mustangs up front, but kind of got a bad break there on a free ball. Overton had the right person in the right place. And a side out makes it 19-13 in favor of Overton and Jewett to serve it away. Danny fires that deep middle, stays in the back row there as it's picked up by Glatter, and then they can't pass it across. So a point for Overton, 20-13. As the 2-0 Eagles now put a little space between themselves and the Mustangs. Jewett going for two in a row, takes it across to Sydney Glatter. Back set right side. The attack is going to be deep by Casey Dittmer. Point for Overton, 21-13. And now Coach Ryan is going to bring Ronnie Light into the ball game. And checking out for a breather will be Monica Meyer. Now Jewett to serve at 21-13. That time miss hit into the net it goes. Error takes the ball back over to the Mustangs. 21-14, Overton by 7 here in the first set. And to serve it away will be Casey Dittmer. And Dittmer serve. Good power right down the line. Handled there by Grote. Passed into the middle. The attack is going to be halved across that time by Bourbon. And in the net on SEM trying to get the double block up there. Point for Overton. And rotating back in will be Shannon Callahan. She will serve it away up 22-14. And the serve is across. And an ace. 23-14. Callahan picking up the third ace of this game for her team. Tried to serve it out here in the opening set on Classic Hits. And Callahan serve. That's a little deep. SEM is able to pick it up and have to pass it across. Free ball. Good job there by Michaela Dittmer. At the net, it's tipped across by Overton. Right back over on a one-time to Enix. Ball above the net and blocked down by SEM. The attack by Grote is blocked by Alicia Pierce. And a point for the Mustangs. 23-15. And back to serve it away will be Michaela Dittmer. Who made the nice play in the middle of that rally. Here she clips the net, but it slides across. Dug out by Grote. Set back, and Grote thought it was hers, and Beavers in the back row went after it, and then they ran into each other. The ball falls. Point for SEM. And Dittmer tries to get another one on the board here. That one is short left. Picked up by Callahan. Passed across to Pierce. She'll keep it alive. Set back to Alicia. Blocked at the net that time by Grote. SEM passes it across again. Overton short set. Enix blocked up front. Ace block SEM. Alicia Pierce gets another one. And this is about as good as SEM has looked all night. 23-17. Trying to crawl back into this one in the opening set. Serve again by Michaela Dittmer, and that one was mishit, and it sailed wide and out of bounds. So it is game point now for Overton at 24-17 in the opener, and going back to serve it away will be Ronnie Light. trying to put game one of the books here for the Eagles. And Light with the serve. Safely across to James. The pass off the mark. And it does get across. Good hustle there by Schleicher. And it's going to work in a weird type of way. Overton didn't pick it up cleanly. And Schleicher gets credit for the SEM point, 24-18. And SEM a little confused about whose turn it is to serve. And they'll get the ball back there to Sidney Glatter. So game point number two here for Overton. Glatter tries to extend the game. Deep middle, passed into the net, dug out of the net, but not good enough. A serve for Sidney Glatter. 24-19. Three ace serves here this set for SEM. And Glatter again. Safely across, picked up by Beavers. They set it back to McKenzie in the front row, and her angle attack is into the net. 24-20. SEM has scored six of the last 7 points to make it interesting. Coach Haley Ryan has both of her timeouts, but thinking she won't have to use one, hoping they can finish it here, and they do as the serve goes into the net. And that will end the opening game, but SEM has spurts of life here. Overton able to get game one, but looks like game two could be a little bit more interesting as SEM continues to get better each set we've seen tonight. 25-20 Overton in the opener. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Caleb Henry, our producer-engineer, Doug Duda with you here at Axtell as we have the first set in the books. Let's take a look now at the unofficial numbers. For SEM, Michaela Dittmer had 2 service points. Alicia Pierce, 2 ace blocks and a kill. Sydney Glatter had 2 service points. One was an ace. Casey Dittmer had an ace block and a kill. Brianna James, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had an ace block and a kill, and Samantha Schleicher gets credit for a kill. 4 kills, 4 ace blocks, 3 ace serves for SEM. For Overton, Danny Jewett had 2 service points and 3 kills. Alyssa Bourbon, 3 kills. Monica Meyer, 2 ace serves, 2 kills. Gracie Grote, 4 service points and a kill. Mackenzie Beavers, 5 service points, 5 kills. Shannon Callahan had a couple of service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. And we did have that mix-up on the scoreboard, so probably I am off on a couple of the service points there. But overall, Overton did have 15 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves as the Eagles take the opening game 25-20. From SEM. We'll be back with the second set right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ready to get the second set underway here at Axtell. SEM will move from left to right, Overton from right to left. Axtell beat SEM in the opening match tonight, 25-6, 25-12. Overton took the first one here from SEM, 25-20. And then, of course, Axtell and Overton we'll play our final match tonight at approximately 7 o'clock. Then Thursday, the Classic Hits broadcast will be live from Hastings. That's where we will take the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth as Hastings High will take on Kearney High. Action gets underway at approximately 7:30, airtime around 7:15. And Friday, football will be in Overton. The Eagles taking on Kennesaw at a top 10 matchup. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Overton to serve it away. Not sure what the long delay is here, but we're ready to go. And it will be Sid Enix to serve it away. Takes a deep one, and that is out of bounds. And SEM will get the first point of the second set. And they will start with Alicia Pierce to serve it away. Pierce had a couple of nice ace blocks at the net there in the opening set. Takes this one back middle, handled by Bourbon. Set in the middle to Beavers. Beavers off the tape, and it is going to kick wide and out of bounds. Point SEM. Pierce with her first service point of the match. Key here is keep that serve in. There's been a little bit of problem there for SEM. Overpass free ball here. Dropped across by Schleicher. Picked up there by Beavers. Then Callahan on the attack, and she's going to be blocked up front by Brianna James. And SEM has jumped out to a 3-0 lead here in game number two. Pierce serve. That one's a high, deep serve. Inbounds just inside the back line. Played by Bourbon to the right side. It'll be punched across for an Overton kill. Gracie Grote with her second one tonight for the freshman. And the Eagles are on the board here in the second set. 3-1, and Grote will go back and serve it away. Gracie serve. A little under hit on that one. Into the net. And as the youngsters usually do, they turn and look at the bench, part of it out of nervousness, part of it hoping they don't get pulled out. But a service error that time, and SEM will be up 4-1. So two serves and two errors right now in game two for Overton. Service across by Sam Schleicher. Here comes the pass to the front row, to the left corner. It'll be tapped over the double block by Alyssa Bourbon, and she'll get the kill. That'll be her fourth. Side out here, Overton and Mackenzie Beavers to serve it away. Beavers had a good run at the service line in game number one. Here's a bullet down the middle to Pierce. Passed up front, set to the outside. It'll be taken across. Somebody's in the net. And that somebody is on an Overton sideline wearing an Eagle uniform. As James took it across, Overton was able to make the dig, keep the ball in play, but the net violation, and SEM will have James go back and serve it away. Down the middle it comes to Beavers. Here's the set middle, taken across by Bourbon, and in the net the other way, and Bourbon was down and good anyway, so the kill will register for Overton. Side out, and it'll be Shannon Callahan to go back and serve it away. Callahan drills that down the middle, ties up Glatter, stays in the back row, punched across though, and just deep by Alicia Pierce all the way from her back line. And the first point on serve in game two for Overton will belong to Callahan. Shannon now for the tie, but it hits the tape and drops on her side. Three service errors here in the second set for Overton, and that's helping SEM to a 6-4 lead. And it'll be Casey Dittmer to serve it away. Michaela, the freshman, is the center. Casey's serve about hit her in the head, and into the net it goes. Point for Overton. So some service problems here in game number two. And to serve it away will be Alyssa Bourbon. The senior floats it across for the Eagles. Set to the outside. SEM comes with Pierce. Pierce gets the kill. That was good pass, good set, good attack. 7-5 SEM. Not allowing Overton to get anything going offensively here. And back to serve it will be Michaela Dittmer. Dittmer checks with the coach for service area. Takes it across for an ace serve. She went right in the middle. Back row was played a little deep. And that's good enough for an 8-5 lead here for SEM. And Michaela will try and extend the lead here off her first ace. That's a little deep. Overton plays it, and then nobody grabs it after it's picked up by Bourbon and back-to-back aces. SEM now up 9-5, their largest lead at any point tonight. Either match. Dittmer serve. Again, they go right in the middle, and it's picked up there by Bourbon. Has to be set across, and is it on the line? Yes, it is. Nice job by Danny Jew at the center to get up there and just drop it. SCM thought it was going to be wide, so they let it fall, and it just caught the tape, according to our lines people. Side out, 9-6, Jewett to serve. SCM with the lead, Overton trailing now. And Jewett tries to take care of that with an ace serve. So the fourth service ace here of the match for Overton, 9-7. Don't forget Royals baseball just underway on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, their important series with the Detroit Tigers tonight. Here's another kill by Pierce. Good up that time. Pierce got up herself. And Alicia with her third kill. SCM 10, Overton 7. And to serve it away will be Sydney Glatter, the libero for the Mustangs. And Glatter's serve. Knuckleball down the middle. All of a sudden, Overton with serve-receive problems and another ace. Three of the last four serves for the Mustangs have been aces. And that's the second one of the match for Sydney. 11-7 SEM. And this serve a little deeper, easily handled by Bourbon. Set to the middle. Here's Beavers on the angle attack. Wide and out of bounds. There wasn't even a block. It's just that Beavers had in her mind she was going angle, and out of bounds it goes. A 6-2 run here by SEM. They are up 12-7. And Glatter to try and keep it going. Sydney just got it across, picked up there by Beaver, sent it back to McKenzie. That time it's off the block for an Overton kill. First of this game, but sixth overall for McKenzie Beaver. Side out Overton, trailing 12-8. And we get to the front end of the service rotation with Sid Enix. Enix slaps it quickly into the corner. Overpass, free ball, knocked over, free ball again, and finally put away by Beavers. It all started with Grote and a nice dig in the front row there by SEM to keep it alive, but McKenzie Beavers got it the second time, and a point for Overton. Enix with her first service point of the match. This one is going to be an ace. Make it two in a row, and it's 12-10. Overton scrapping back here before it gets too far out of hand. Enix wasting no time, goes with a real short one. Nice pickup by James, set it back to Brianna, and she'll terminate. Brianna James with the kill. And you can just sense early in the season, young team, just a little confidence. And you're seeing that with SEM. They're just playing better. Each set, they're playing better. They're getting confidence. That helps them play better. They've got the 13-10 lead. The serve is across by Pierce. It'll be rolled back into the net by Overton. And they have seemed to hit a wall here. And SEM gets a lead, then Overton gets a couple back, but then SEM grabs two more. And Pierce to serve again at 14-10, but that one's wide and out of bounds. Side out Overton. 14-11, though, SEM with the lead. Overton did win the opening set 25-20. And Gracie Grote to serve it away. Grote serve. A lot of topspin on that one to Pierce. Passed up front to Michaela Dittmer. And a little miscommunication has to be bumped over. Free ball here for Overton. They go middle. And rolling it off the block is Alyssa Bourbon for her sixth kill. 14-12. And Grote to serve again. Don't forget at the end of each and every match, the Misco Sports postgame show. Strong serve in the back middle. Picked up there by SEM. They go to the outside. It's too close to the antenna. Nothing Casey Dittmer could do. It was a good pass to start with by Alicia Pierce, but a point for Overton. They've cut it to one now, 14-13. Grote right in the middle to James. Bump set and has to be bumped across. Again, a little miscommunication. Now trouble for Overton. Run down there by Callahan and bumped off the tape by Enix across. Middle attack SEM. James fires it across and got the kill. Brianna James fires it off the back row. Grote made the dig, but it's not the shortest ceiling here, but it did go up and hit the ceiling. And here in Axtell, there are no pipes up there. If it does hit the ceiling, it's usually hitting a flat surface, but it come down so strong that they couldn't get underneath it. And now Sam Schleicher to serve it away. 15-13 SEM game two. Punch back across there by Callahan. Stays in the back row. SEM runs it down, sends the free ball across, and they send it out of bounds. Got turned around with where they were on the court there and sent it over to Coach Haley Ryan. Instead of in between the tape. 15-14. And it's Beavers to serve. Good dig by Schleicher. On the right-hand attack, it'll be taken over by James. Good dig out there again by Beavers. And it's returned over for an Overton point. The center, Sid Enix, decided she saw that back middle open and utilizes that for her first kill. And we are now tied at 15. And this is where SEM has decided to call a timeout. Overton won the opening set 25-20. They were down by as many as five here in game two, but they've come back to tie it. It's 15-all. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
15-15 in the second set out of the SEM timeout. Overton still on the serve here. And it is McKenzie Beavers across looking for the lead. To the outside, SEM takes a swing for James. James will finish it off and get her third kill of this game. And SEM yet to relinquish the lead here in game two. 16-15 the score. And back to serve it away will be Brianna James. We've got a battle going on here. James, deep middle. Handled there by Beavers. Set to the outside. It's Jewett over the double block, and it's good in the net as well on SEM, but Jewett's going to get credit for her fifth kill, 16-16. Axtell and Amherst play football on Friday. Congratulations, by the way, to SEM. Good overtime win for their football team last Friday over Hartland Lutheran. And as we said, we'll be in Overton to see them play Kennesaw on Friday. As Shannon Callahan's serve goes into the net, and it's right back over to SEM. 17-16, served by Casey Dittmer to Beavers, back middle. Set here, a little wide, and it was out of bounds behind the antenna for Alyssa Bourbon. 18-16 SEM. Casey Dittmer looks for more. Strong down the middle, again handled by Beavers, and it'll be pushed across by Danny Jewett. Here is the set by Michaela Dittmer. SEM off the net to Pierce. The dig is made. Trouble and into the crowd, into her own bench. Good hustle. Jewett, they are able to get it across. SEM now in the back row. Brianna James takes it over. Dug out by Callahan. One arm up by Enix. It's a scramble on both sides. Mustang ball. They have it on the front row. They'll get it to Pierce. And her attack is wide. She saw the opening down the near line and just missed the tape. What a rally. Good hustle. Kids on the floor both sides. Overton's ending up by winning the scrappy point. And Alyssa Bourbon to serve. And she's got a near ace. Got to get the ace. A lift will be called. Two players made contact, and that set the ball a little low. Not a much of a chance there to pass it up after that. And we are tied at 18. That's Bourbon's first point from the service line. Middle attack taken over by Erica Eaker that time. Run down to the back row by Bourbon and passed across, but not good enough. Had a three-point there for the Eagles. That'll go to McKenzie Beavers. And Overton has their first lead of the second set at 19-18. Serve into the far corner. Picked up there by Glatter, the libero. Floated back across by Alicia Pierce. Here's Jewett for Overton. Takes something off of it. Nice dig in the back row by James. Returned across. Punched over quickly by Overton. Free ball here in the middle again. Eaker blocked up front. Comes to the Overton side. It's up there by Grote. And Grote's attack, they're going to say, was tipped at the net. Right back to Overton. Set across by Callahan. SEM to the outside. Pierce goes with an offhand attack. Dug up by Danny Jewett. Set back to Danny on the left side. Her angle hit the net and kicked it wide out of bounds. She was off balance trying to take it back against the grain. And when it hit the tape, it just ricocheted it wide. And point for SEM, 19-19. And Michaela Dittmer, who had two ace serves earlier in this game, will serve it away. And another one. A serve, 20-19, SEM. Dittmer just really serves it right in the middle, and the Eagles have not been good at picking that up. This time she'll take it down the line, handled there by Jewett. Set back to Danny. She'll roll it across to SEM on the offensive side. They go middle to Eaker. Handled there by Bourbon. Set left side. Jewett rolls it over the double block. up that time by Dittmer. And SEM on the swing puts that one into the net. Attack error and a point here for Overton. 20-20 your score. And rotating back to serve it away will be Danny Jewett. Floats it into the middle to Pierce. Here is the set outside for Schleicher. She'll lob it into the back row to Bourbon. Outside, McKenzie Beavers, big swing, gets the kill as it's overpassed into the crowd. Beavers with her match-high ninth kill. Overton 21, SEM 20. Game two, the opener went to Overton 25-20. Jewett to serve. And that's a line drive handled by Pierce. Quick up to Schleicher. She'll get it across. Overton gets it up front. Enix, middle attack, going to be taken over by Grote. SEM with the dig from the middle of the floor. Eaker will take it over. Here is the dump across by the setter, Enix. It's returned on a one-timer by SEM, and that is going to work. Great job up front there by Alicia Pierce. Caught him out of system a little bit, and it keeps SEM right there, tied at 21. And number 21, the libero, Sydney Glatter, to serve it up. A couple of points in this game, including an ace. Overton has both of their timeouts remaining. That one fired across at Grote. They handle it to the outside. Beavers, near side attack. Picked up and passed all the way back over Glatter. Slide right side, Grote. Blocked and out of bounds. Ace block, SEM. Teaming up there was Pierce and Brianna James. And SEM regains the lead, 22-21. Glatter to serve. In the middle it comes to Bourbon. Pass off the mark. Hits the ceiling, but they do get it across. Free ball here for SEM. They overpass it. Break here for Overton. They'll go to Beavers. She's blocked but out of bounds. And a point for McKenzie Beavers. She's got five kills in each game. We're knotted at 22. Got a win by two, of course. Sid Enix to serve. Overswings that one. It's passed back, and it hit the line. Glatter on the overpass. Got it to hit the line on that strong serve. Just a defensive play and a break there for SEM. They're up 23-22. And to serve it away is Alicia Pierce. Hits it a little to the left to Callahan. They'll set it for Beavers in the middle. She'll roll it over the double block up by Pierce. Here's the set by Dittmer. Middle attack, cut across, down and good. And it is game point for SEM, Brianna James. Four of the last 5 points have went to SEM, and Overton finally uses their first timeout. 24-22 SEM game point when we come back.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Alicia Pierce to serve it up here for SEM. It is game point for the Mustangs, 24-22. They've scored four of the last five. This is to send us to a third set, and across it comes. Enix sets in the middle. Here's Beavers on the attack, and she'll get it down and good. So Overton stays alive here in this second set, but it is still game point for SEM. Overton will have freshman Gracie Grote go back to serve. And Grote serve. Line drive down the middle. It's picked up off the ceiling and down and good for an ace. It was a strong enough serve that when James was able to dig it, it went off the ceiling. Grote's first ace. 24-all, bonus volleyball here in the second set. Little deeper serve. Glatter picks it up. Nice pass up front. Overpass at the net, and Overton will be able to redirect it down and good. Alyssa Bourbon will get the kill, and just like that, out of the timeout, three straight points for Overton, and now they will be serving for game number two and the match at 25-24. Don't forget, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Nebraska Land National Bank, take time out to find out what they can do for you. Member FDIC. Whenever this match is over, the Misco Sports postgame show, and then we'll get you ready for the final match in our triangular between the host Axtell and Overton. Earlier tonight, Axtell swept SEM. Overton trying to do the same. And the volleyball in the hands of Gracie Grote, 25-24. Here we go. Match point number one, miss hit it, and it goes over for the ace. Wait a minute. The ball had not been blown ready for play. Okay. The official was on it right away. We're replaying this. SEM wasn't ready. And that might have been a break for both sides. But here we go. Now we get ready for the ball to come into play out of the timeout. And Grote serve. There's a good strong serve of the back row to Pierce. Close to the net, Michaela Dittmer sets it for Schleicher. Off the block that time of Beavers. Back over to SEM in the middle to James. Her attack is going to be off the back row, and they cannot get it back. James gets the kill. Full extension back row by Grote, but just couldn't keep it up high enough to get a good solid play for the two and three hitters. It's 25-25, and Samantha Schleicher now to serve it for the Mustangs. Schleicher serve into the back row to Grote. Enix sets right side. Beavers off the block. Comes into the back row. Grote. Enix this time sets to the middle. And it'll be Bourbon to take it across. Schleicher with the dig. SEM's Dittmer sets in the middle. Good look. James down and good. Brianna James gets the kill. That's her seventh of the match. And Overton has a timeout to use. So they will use it right here. It will be set point number three. In just a moment, it is 26-25. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll just keep it here. Don't want to miss a potential game-ending point. So both teams have served for the game. When Overton was serving fourth, they were serving for the match. But now SEM serves again. They had it at 24-22, couldn't get the job done. And now Schleicher will serve to force a third and decisive set at 26-25. Schleicher serves. Handled in the middle by Jewett. Here is the set. Outside Bourbon takes it off the block. It's down and good. Alyssa Bourbon picks up her seventh kill. 26-26. And it'll be Mackenzie Beavers to serve it away for Overton. Trying to get a sweep here. Miss hit. It's on the right side. They let it go and it hit the tape. It'll be an ace. And even Mackenzie smiling a little bit. She knows that she didn't hit that one cleanly. Ace serve on the floor, and it's 27-26. And they want a rotation check over here. Both teams are now out of timeout, so the Mustangs using a quick rotation check. And it'll be match point number two for Overton. And Mackenzie Beavers serves at 27-26. Beavers serve. Same spot. Glatter's able to play this. Michaela Dittmer sets, standing spike, hits the net, rolls over. Good save by Callahan, and Jewett will dump it across. Trouble for the Mustangs. They can't get it over, and that's the match. Great job up front by Danny Jewett to put the finishing touches on this one. And the Overton Eagles fight off three game points and are able to finish it off in straight sets, 25-20 and 28-26. Over the SEM Lady Mustangs. We will be back and take a look at the final numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Axtell. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Brad Nelson and all the folks here for their hospitality. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, worldwide headquarters in Ord, but taking care of all of the state of Nebraska. Let's take a look at the final numbers in set number two. As we said, SEM just kept playing better and better as the night went along, but just couldn't hang on there in set two. We had Michaela Dittmer with three ace serves. Alicia Pierce, four service points, three kills. Sydney Glatter, three service points. One was an ace. She even had a kill. Casey Dittmer had a service point. Brianna James, two ace blocks and six kills. And Samantha Schleicher had one service point. 10 kills, two ace blocks, and four ace serves for SEM. For Overton, I had Danny Jewett with three kills, two service points. One was an ace. Alyssa Bourbon, two service points. One was an ace, five kills. Sid Enix, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Gracie Grote, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Mackenzie Beavers, three service points. One was an ace, six kills. And Shannon Callahan with one service point. 16 kills, no ace blocks, five ace serves as Overton hangs on 28-26, coming from behind, actually, to win game two. We'll be back with the cumulative stats right after this on the Bisco Sports postgame show.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports. Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. It's a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Back on the Wisco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the cumulative stats of our second match here tonight at the Axtell Triangular. First off, for SEM, we had Michaela Dittmer with five service points, three of them aces. Alicia Pierce, four service points. She had two ace blocks and four kills. Sydney Glatter had five service points. Two of them were aces. She had one kill. Casey Dittmer, one service point, one ace block, one kill. And Brianna James, four service points, two of them aces. She had three ace blocks and a team-high seven kills. Samantha Schleicher, a service point and one kill. SEM had 16 kills, six ace blocks, and seven ace serves, but the Mustangs fall to 0-4 on the season. They will next be in action at home Friday for a duel with Eustace Farnham. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Overton Lady Eagles. And for Danny Jewett, four service points. One of them was an ace. She had six kills. Alyssa Bourbon had two service points. One was an ace. I had her for eight kills as well in this match. Monica Meyer, two ace serves, two kills. Sid Enix, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Gracie Grote, eight service points. One was an ace. She had two kills. Mackenzie Beavers, eight service points. One was an ace, a match high, 11 kills. Shannon Callahan, three service points, one was an ace, one kill. Overton had 31 kills, no ace blocks, and eight ace serves as the Eagles improved to 3-0 on the season with a 25-20, 28-26 win over SEM, and they'll come right back here for an early season battle of unbeatens as a pair of 3-0 teams will meet when Overton takes on Axtell. And then when Overton gets done with action tonight, they'll travel to Cambridge for a duel on Thursday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so into the fall and winter sports season. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back in about 12 minutes to get you set for Axtell and Overton. Again, Axtell beat SEM 25-6, 25-12. And in the match that was just concluded, Overton beats SEM 25-20, 28-26. Keep it here on Classic Hits for high school volleyball coming up.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.